In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki. 2015 started off with the school district here looking for a new superintendent as Lisa Stroh resigned after just a half year on the job. That spot eventually went to local elementary principal Erica Clute Painter, and Stroh was paid for the remaining 6 months of the school year despite her decision to leave town. Also in January, Ty Peterson, the school district's former maintenance director, was sentenced to 12 years in jail for possession and distribution of child pornography, as well as photos that he took of students and obtained from district laptops. Petersburg started collecting a new tobacco tax in January, boosting the cost of a pack of cigarettes locally $2 and bringing in some additional money for the municipal government.
Okay, ready?
Pretty valuable.
In May, Governor Bill Walker helped the borough dedicate a newly completed drive-down dock on the Petersburg's waterfront.
Timing is everything, and Petersburg is fortunate that they worked on this during the years they did. It'll be a while probably before we could do another one quite like this, and this is a great success story.
That new dock gives harbor users another spot to load their boats. Meanwhile, motorists on the two main thoroughfares here waited to drive around flaggers and construction machinery involved in a two-year, $8.3 million repaving and sewer project for the state roads. That work will continue in 2016. Four people were rescued from the fishing tender Kuprinoff, which sank off Cape Spencer in early June. The 73-foot boat, homeported in Petersburg, was heading to Bristol Bay. The town welcomed a new cruise ship visitor in the summer. The French boat L'Austral made its first stop here in June. Petersburg wrestled with controversial changes to the borough's curbside recycling program. Early next year, the borough plans to take over that collection service from a private contractor and swap out blue plastic bags for large plastic containers for curbside pickup. In August, Mark Weaver, a Petersburg businessman, was sentenced to 5 years probation and a $10,000 fine for an explosion in the rock pit behind Petersburg's airport the year before. Weaver is not allowed to return here for 5 years as part of that sentence. Southeast Alaska's pink salmon run came in well below the forecast, with a regional harvest of around 35 million fish. That's a little over one-third of that from the parent year 2 years ago. One possible culprit is ocean survival for the young salmon. Encountering an unusual blob of warm water in the Gulf of Alaska and some new warm water fish species. The parent company of Icicle Seafoods was ready to sell the seafood processing company. Two Indonesian buyers were expected to purchase Icicle in August, but the deal fell through. Icicle was started in Petersburg by local fishermen in 1965 and marked its 50th year in 2015. Workers remodeling Petersburg's historic Sons of Norway Hall found artifacts dating back a century, likely placed there by the original builders and some of the first Norwegian settlers of the town. In late September, outburst flooding from the Baird Glacier colored the waters around Petersburg a glacial green and sent numerous icebergs drifting around Frederick Sound. Petersburg residents reported a meteor streaking across the night sky in November with a bright flash and a boom that was strong enough to shake houses.
This flash woke me up and I looked out and saw this brilliant streak flash across the sky. And within seconds after the streak, this huge explosion.
The National Weather Service also recorded lightning strikes on Kuprinoff Island at that time. The Petersburg Pilot newspaper later reported the meteor was tracked by a NASA scientist and may have hit the Earth near Duncan Canal. In December, the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of Petersburg and the state's local boundary commission over Juneau's challenge to the northern boundary of the new Petersburg borough. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.